Friday night at Soldier Field. The joint was rocking. Rolling Stones kicking off their No Filter tour. Anybody thought that Mick Jagger was going to be slowed down at all by a little heart valve surgery? They were shown just how wrong they are. As he and Keith, Ronnie and Charlie Watts, and our pal Daryl Jones rocked a sold-out crowd Friday night at Soldier Field. Daryl joins us on the phone right now. Daryl, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Good morning, Dane. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Look how chill you sound. Like you did, like you just didn't do a sold-out show at Soldier Field.
Yeah, well, you caught me. You know, it's early for me this morning.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So what was... I was looking at footage from the show, and you were front and center with the guys. You know, Mick comes out on stage, the place goes wild. What is that? How can you describe that feeling of what it's like to kick off a tour, number one, but in your hometown with Mick Jagger, who's just back from heart surgery? As you told me on Friday morning, you would never even know that Mick had anything done. But what was the feeling like? The adrenaline must have been through the roof.
No, it was great, man. It's a real pleasure, you know, being home in Chicago and playing. You know, as I mentioned to you before, Soldier Field is a real special, you know, venue for me. And being home in Chicago and that, you know, everybody in the band is fine, it was great. It was really, really a wonderful moment, you know, to come out and feel that kind of response.
Is it kind of routine? Because, I mean, you've been with the band. You've been one of the Rolling Stones since 1993. It's a long time. You've done countless shows, countless albums. You know, is everybody okay? Let's go out and do another one.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the joy of music, you know, that you can go out and, you know, play some of the same stuff and do it a little bit differently every night and keep it exciting. And, this is a band that, you know, seems to know how to stay around and do just that. So, you know.
Yeah, there's a certain, just watching it, it looked like, you know, so comfortable for everybody. You know, like old pros who knew how to go out and have fun and entertain the crowd for 2 hours.
Yeah, no, we had a great time. It was a very nice starting night for a tour.
Yeah. Now, do you have a, you know, like one plan when you go on stage if the weather's nice, and another plan if it rains? I mean, are there plan B and C, like, you know, that sort of thing?
You know, it's funny because for the first time I heard some talk about that. You know, I don't remember exactly what it was, but I did hear some talk about that if it rained, it, you know, the set list might change. Yeah.
But it didn't rain. It turned out to be a beautiful night. So
beautiful night, really lovely. We got lucky.
Yeah.
Between the raindrops on that.
Do you have favorite moments in a show? I mean, on Friday night, were there certain songs or certain moments that were just electric to you?
Well, you know, there are always, you know, one or two moments that, you know, that really, you know, catch your attention on a show. Or generally, there are. Midnight Rambler is always, a kind of special moment for me because it's a little bit more unscripted. You know, we kind of just get out there and play, and that's always, you know, always something that, you know, interesting happens that, you know, that seems to be a little bit of a spark for the evening.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting watching the show, and I liked some of the Chicago-ness that Mick brought to the show, where he gave a big shout out to our new mayor, Lori Lightfoot. But
yeah,
he said he wanted to welcome Lori Lightfoot, and he was sorry that Ed Burke couldn't make it.
Yeah.
So doing a little political satire as well, which was very funny.
Yeah. He tries to keep it light and, you know, and also comment on what's going on in the city.
Yeah.
He's good at that. He's really great at that.
He mentioned that he's never had an Italian beef sandwich. Daryl, how have you never gotten him an Italian beef sandwich?
No, that is definitely one of those Chicago favorites, you know. I guess we all have our Chicago favorites, you know.
Right. Well, here's the word. Mick said on Friday that he's never had an Italian beef sandwich. If you know, some of the Italian beef joints around town, if they're listening to this.
Yeah, right.
Want to bombard Soldier Field with Italian beef sandwiches for Tuesday. And also, I gave you a big shout out on stage of being, you know, back in your hometown and all that. That had to make you feel good, I would think.
Yeah, it's been really great being home, man. It's I'm slightly partial to this city. You know, I really am.
You sure are. And it goes back to you. We've talked about this so many times on TV and, you know, elsewhere. We had a great morning, Friday morning, over at Chess Records. Daryl was nice enough to come and join us at this historic spot where Mick and Keith and the Stones at the time recorded because of their worshiping that hallowed ground where Muddy Waters and Willie Dixon and Chuck Berry and so many, Etta James and so many of the greats recorded. They also wanted to record there, which they did 55 years ago. And Daryl was nice enough to come over and do some segments with us on television for that. Talk a little bit how you went from a kid on the South Side, now being part of the Rolling Stones. It's an amazing journey.
I grew up in a musical household. My parents always listened to a lot of music. My dad was a drummer. He taught me to read music when I was pretty young. Saw a friend in a talent show. It really impressed me, and I decided that I wanted to try music. Got into the public school system, and there was a great school at Chicago Vocational High School with a great instructor, Dr. Miller. I grew up in the Chicago music scene where the elders on the scene taught the younger guys, so I prepared me for what was to happen, and I got a real lucky break and, got my first gig with Miles Davis. So it was really pretty, my development has been pretty charmed, and is also very rootly, deeply rooted in the music scene and the music styles of Chicago. And they seem to be, work very universally for me. And so, yeah, I had a good education coming from here, and it's a great, music town. And I think that's, in a large part why I've been as successful as I have.
So how do you go from, you played with some of the jazz and blues greats prior to joining the Rolling Stones, but how do you go from working those gigs to getting the attention of Mick and Keith and, the people with the Stones, to having them go, "Hey, mate, we'd like you to join us. Come and join us and be part of the band."
Well, in the music business, you kind of tend to meet people. I guess I met Mick when I, did an earlier gig with Sting. And I met Keith through the guys that played in his solo, in his band, Keith's band, Expensive Winos. And they just kind of familiarized me with some of that music and some of that scene, and I introduced me to him. And just by kind of hook or crook, I heard about an audition, and things kind of went from there. I went and played, and I guess the rest is history, as I said.
Yeah. What have been some of the highlights for you to have been part of, this, what has been called the world's greatest rock and roll band? Have there been some moments along the way, places where you've gone, things that you've seen that, you have to pinch yourself that you're being a part of?
Oh, yeah. Well, a number of years ago, we ended up recording in Japan, and there was a case in which B.B. King was brought in, and I got a chance to record with B.B. King because wow. The Stones were doing a tune with him for one of his records, and so that's definitely a standout. We played in front of a pretty big crowd in Brazil back in 2005, 2006, I think. More than a million people. That was something that really kind of sticks out. Argentina is a kind of Grand Central for Stones fans, and so playing down there is always very exciting. There's really exciting crowds down there and all over South America, and it's like Bobby Keys said, every night's a Saturday night with the Stones.
Yeah, I can imagine.
There have been many, many great nights, like that.
I can imagine. Let me take a quick break. We'll come right back and talk for a couple of more minutes with Daryl Jones, bass player with the Rolling Stones since 1993, Chicago's very own. We'll be right back after this. Tony Bennett, Hugh Jackman. I understand putting on a great show at the United Center on Friday night. But the Stones with another show on Tuesday night at Soldier Field. Daryl Jones, bass player with the group, 1993, Chicago's very own, on the line with us this morning. So Daryl, how do you describe what it was like when you guys got the news that Mick was going to have heart surgery? There must have been a real moment of pause for everybody involved in the organization, I would think.
Yeah, it was definitely a bit of a shock. You know, he's, from what everybody can see, it's, you know, pretty obvious he's in, you know, great shape. And it's just the kind of thing that you didn't really expect to hear from him. But I was pretty confident that he would come through it well because he, you know, takes very good care of himself.
And, boy, if you saw the footage of the show or if you were at the concert itself Friday night, he did not miss a beat. He sounded great. He looked great. His moves were amazing, as always, and I'm pretty sure that is it going to be the same show this coming Tuesday night, basically, that you do? I'm sure a few things might be a little different, but is it basically the same
set list? There'll be a few changes. You know, they like to mix things up a little bit, particularly if we play in the same city. So, yeah, there'll be a few changes.
Now, what do you do in your days off here? You played Friday night, which means you had last night, tonight, Monday night you'll have off. What do you do? I mean, this is your hometown. Maybe do you visit with old friends and family and like
that? Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I've got family here, so, you know, I'm with them as much as I can be because living in Los Angeles, I don't see them as much as I should, you know.
Right.
So I spend a lot of my time here with, you know, with family and a few friends, you know.
What do you think, what are the guys doing on their days off?
I have no idea. That's, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, end of the show, everybody just kind of disperses and, you know.
They all go their separate ways?
Yeah, we, you know, generally everybody goes their separate ways. We might get together for dinner, you know, from time to time. But, everybody kind of does their own thing.
Because I would think that, I mean, they can't be too much out in public. They would get mobbed. But also, I'm guessing, you know, they also don't want to be sequestered in their hotel rooms either, I would think.
Yeah, no, everybody moves around, you know, pretty much, you know, when they want to and how they want to. There's, you know, there's enough of an infrastructure around them that they, you know,
that they're protected for if they want to go and do, see and do things, I guess.
Yeah.
So I'm picturing Mick and Keith in line to get some Garrett's popcorn, you know, something like that. Museum of Science and Industry.
that would be, that's kind of unlikely, I guess, yeah.
Are there rehearsals when you have this many days off also before the next show?
The sound check kind of functions as, you know, a time where, you know, where we kind of work things out. So, yeah. No, on off day, there generally wouldn't be any kind of rehearsal.
So that'll be Tuesday then. Before the show that night, you'll do a sound check, and that's kind of your rehearsal.
Exactly.
That's fascinating. Daryl, it's been so great to see you while you've been back in town. I can't thank you enough for...
Man, it's really my pleasure, Dean. And, you know, you've been so so helpful, man, when I'm in town doing anything. I appreciate you guys. I really appreciate WGN for, you know, helping support, you know, my projects here in town and being so cool, man. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We think the world of you and keep rocking and rolling. We can't wait to hear more. Daryl, have a great time while you're here at home. That's Daryl Jones, bass player with the Rolling Stones. Thank you, my friend. We'll see you soon.